There was a mother who was really struggling with a rambunctious little boy, strong-willed and really rambunctious. And she was about at her wit's end, and then finally she asked him a question that she thought would really keep him in line. And she looked him right in the eye and she said, "Tommy, who's in charge here?" And not missing a beat, the young boy replied, "Jesus is, and not you, Mom." It would have been difficult for those who were at the cross to realize that Jesus was a king, that Jesus himself was in charge, because everyone would have expected great power and truly reigning in worldly ways. And those expectations had built up because the Jews were looking for a Messiah who was a king. Many of them were looking for someone who would be a worldly or earthly power, who would overthrow the Roman government and restore the kingdom of Israel. And of course, many people had seen Jesus' miracles as well, and they realized his great power that he had and had great hope that he was the Messiah, that he was the king, that he was the king. But instead, many people were worried and concerned, and they doubted his powers. We heard about those sneering at him and reviling him because he failed to show the power that perhaps they thought he might have. At times, we too might, even though we have our faith and our trust in Jesus, we might think, "Jesus, are you really in charge here?" Perhaps because of certain things that have happened in our lives, sufferings we've undergone, or perhaps things that are happening in our world, it can easily lead us just to ask those simple questions. "Jesus, if I was in charge, I would do this differently. This wouldn't have happened, or that would have happened." And the list can go on and on and on. But we have to go back to the cross. Jesus on the cross, of course, that wasn't defeat as people thought as he went to his death. But of course, through his cross, through his resurrection, there was new life on the other side. There was something much better than most anyone could have expected. And we too are called instead to be like the good thief, the one who recognized his own weaknesses and faults and limitations and perhaps his own limited point of view, just as we have a very limited point of view, but instead trusted in Jesus and asked Jesus to remember him when he came into his kingdom. Yes, Jesus on the cross, he showed himself most fully as king in that moment as he surrendered himself to the Father's will, as he gave himself, as he served, as he gave his very life so that we too might live. Yes, he showed us the way of service, the true authority, and giving himself for us. And of course, we too are called to trust in him, to place our lives before him, to realize that we have a limited perspective. We don't know everything. And even in those moments of our own suffering, of course, suffering and difficulties, we are called to realize that we are not alone, but it's those times perhaps that we are hanging on the cross with Jesus. And he continues to be there with us, inviting us to give our burdens to him, to lay our sufferings, our difficulties at the foot of the cross, and realizing that if we persevere with him and realizing that, hey, I'm not in charge, I don't have this all figured out, but Jesus, instead, I let go of this. I give this to you. I trust that you will bring something new, bring something better, even out of this difficult time. Because it is those times that we fool ourselves thinking that we're the ones in charge that we find ourselves in trouble. We might question or begin to think just where God is, but instead, he points us again to himself on the cross, inviting us to lay our burdens, to lay our sufferings, and unite them to him as well. Because it is through our sufferings that the Lord invites us to draw even closer to him. It is through our sufferings he invites us to trust in him, to realize that the weight of the world is not on our shoulders, but truly he is the one in charge. And he is the one who will never leave us.